This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
For many wine drinkers, once a bottle is opened, it's likely to be finished at the same setting. But every once in a while, you might not finish that great bottle. So what should you really do? More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
A wine bottle is a bit like Pandora's box. Once it's been opened, there could be problems. That's why I want to share a few things to consider when deciding how long you have after you let the genie out of the bottle. First, realize that all wines will keep at least one more day with a cork in it. Many will last 3 days, and some richer wines can go a week with proper care. Wine will usually not go bad in an unsafe way, but it won't taste anything like it did days before. Now, the more wine left in the bottle, the longer it will keep. A bottle with less wine has more air and oxidizes faster. So keep a few half bottles on hand to transfer leftovers to. There are also a wide variety of inexpensive preservation products on the market, from inert gases to battery-operated devices that suck damaging air out of the bottle. In the absence of any of these solutions, there are two good options. First, putting red or white wine in the fridge will slow down the aging process. Or do what I do. Don't start what you can't finish. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.